Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business.
Damn, you silly. Hey, fellas, what's up? I got a lot of shit going on, like I always say. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Maya.
Yeah.
Bring me some that water that's on the dresser. I always got a lot of shit to talk about. But this shit is some serious shit. Thank you, baby. Close the door. Most of you guys don't know how good you have it. You just don't. You don't realize how well off you are. Think of this. Do you think you have it better than the motherfuckers in Ukraine just getting bombed on by Russian shit? What about the motherfuckers here in the United States, homeless, or the motherfuckers that's hooked on alcohol or drugs? See, I got the blessings of God, of course, but I got the blessings of the love of my family and the support of all you guys. Those are just a few things that I can say that I'm blessed to have. So I can say this without a doubt. The best years for me have yet to come. And I got to admit, if I keep track of all the goddamn blessings that I've had in my lifetime, I would have run out of numbers to count with by now. Think about it. Over 45 years in the game, 24 years as a visible square, and never had to have gunplay in either one of those careers. I had countless run-ins with other motherfuckers, you know, about this abba-dabba, and I'm proud to motherfucking say that it never came to gunplay. I didn't have countless run-ins with people that's not about this shit. And I'm proud to say none of that shit became physical either. What the hell is that? Hey, that's where I had a break. You guys don't see it, but I'm glad. See, I take notes and shit, but I read ahead. And I had some real crazy. Anyway, see, the Abba-Dabba Q was always the determining factor in my moves. Any of them, arguments, anything. Long as, you know, I was dealing with a man who respected his Abba-Dabba, the fucking etiquette. You know, there was no problems. Yeah, we had a disagreement, but it was no problem. There was order in the Abba-Dabba that I stayed down for until nowadays. You ever heard of be good to the game and the game will be good to you? I know it's been hella good to me. I'm telling you, I've been blessed to see another beautiful year, and I'm so fucking appreciative for living. My life has been more ups than downs. And for that, too, I'm thankful. Now, I learned a lot, but what most sticks out is the old saying, and it's true, is you give, you will receive tenfold back. And I'm telling you, I've given, and I have received maybe more than that. I have thousands of friends, but Facebook friends, but one brother this past birthday didn't really wish me a happy birthday. He wished me a happy new year. And I thought about that shit. And that motherfucker is right. Each of us have a new year and should see our birth dates as a holiday, just like New Year's. I know I do. I spend a lot of shit, and I see it ain't being wasted. You know, at one point, I thought everything I was doing was just like falling on deaf ears. You know, I hear you guys saying you're getting it, and I've been getting a lot of love lately, and it just feels great. Now, I'm overjoyed with the appreciation that I'm receiving. For the rest of the day, I'm just going to savor a beautiful and event-filled past year, and I'm going to look forward to a more profitable year to come. The world is not round. Well, it may be round, but it's becoming flat. I hope you know what that means. If you don't, it means technology is advancing us to where we can reach out to each other with the greatest of ease through Twitter, through Facebook. But let us not forget or forsake the value in personal interaction. Don't forget the value in your being able to say what you want, to say what your desire is, and having what you say understood. Don't underestimate the importance of being able to see a person you're communicating with. Because, sure, you can put an emoji up, and it can express something common that every motherfuckers that see it will think. But I'm saying, don't forget the human qualities that you leave in behind when some fucking emoji express your thoughts. It's only one thing a 69-year-old motherfucker can tell a 20-some-year-old person. There's only one thing he can tell them, or she can tell them, that's important. And you know what that is? That's how to get to be 69. You know, I mean, I ain't saying you're supposed to accept it or go for it, but if some bitch getting her ass whooped and I'm walking by or driving by, I ain't pulling over. I ain't calling the police either. I don't know what that bitch said, what she did. I do know it's fucked up, that nigga beating her ass. But man, I'm not getting involved with shit that don't involve me. In my mind, that's how you get to be 69. I get fulfillment every time I realize that I'm delivering right on time information. I'm delivering this information to a group of young men who looking to find their way. They trying to find their way in this maze of a life that we live. You know, I look back in my life and I know my daughter and my friends, they're going to all benefit from my wealth of knowledge. So I haven't wasted any of my time. I'm rich beyond my wildest imagination. But still, you know, I could use a little more. I'm on it. I got my taxes paid. SW hadn't paid taxes in like 7 years. I owed over almost $200,000. And I finally decided to get on it. And I was hearing about these forgiveness programs. So I contact Optima Tax. And they fucking, told me, yeah, we can handle blah, blah, blah. So what you going to charge me? $15,000. Now, my debt, once they figured it out, was $164,000. So they said they can definitely get it lower than that. And blah, 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 blah. They went through whatever. Almost a year later, they hit me saying it was down to 101. So I'm thinking, I mean, that's really good, but shit, that's way too fucking much. Because I had put aside 50 grand. And I was going to try, you know, if it got down to less than that, to just pay it all off. But now they hit me up yesterday, and they told me that they had two situations that I and I could choose either one. One of them, they'd get me down to 78 grand, and I'd have to pay $1,200 a month until I pay it off. So I said, what's the other one? They said the other one is you have to pay $700 a month. Now, I'm already finna think, I want that one. You can pay $700 a month, but it requires a $29,000 down payment. But when you pay the $29,000, you're only going to be owing $21,000. Otherwise, it's $50,000 even. Man, even though I didn't want to, I told that motherfucking bitch, hurry up and rush me the 50, the one that's going to let me go 50. Why? Because, I mean, anything is too much because I ain't got it. But that 28.5 that they asking for, I mean, not only do I have it, I saved it up for this. It just ain't what I actually saved it up for. I wanted to take care of the motherfucking whole deal. But getting it down to 20, fuck that, I'm doing it. So what I'm saying, I just really want to thank all you motherfuckers, and especially my diehard daughter, who will not allow her dad to settle for less than what I want out of my life. And I thank you guys for making me see that I have a life. Ever since that I, you know, made it a point to be a real man and, you know, whichever field I went into, I've never had a conversation or a debate with a person. And whether I won or lost, that person has never left with less respect for me than he came. Most times, their respect increased, win or lose. I'm a firm believer that there's at least 40 or 50 ways to handle any one situation. And I know them all. To be 60 plus in today's world is not like it was when I was, you know, a kid. A 60-year-old motherfucker back then not only acted 60, they looked 60. They thought 60, which back then was one step out of the goddamn graveyard. Today, a 60-year-old motherfucker has quite a bit he or she can rely on to, like, navigate the rest of their goddamn lives and do it successfully. I used to not know how to not care. I mean, you know, I just didn't really know how to not care about something. I learned, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but did you realize if you act out in any regards about something you don't care about, even if it's just saying, I don't give a fuck, you showing an extreme care. Over the years, I've learned that the only one who is supposed to know your feelings is yourself. What I'm saying is, you don't care about something, you have nothing else to say about it. Nothing else to do with it. Period. Now, I have jewels to drop, and I can drop them because of my dedication to representing this real Abadabba to the fullest. But more than that, I know who my inspectors are. You motherfuckers can recognize shit from sugar and would roast my ass if I wasn't on point. So I want to keep your respect. And if I want to do that, I better make sure I know and show all of you motherfuckers all 150 ways to walk a straight line. And I can't take the time to do it on this show. That's why I do the videos. You look at 150 of them, you see 150 ways to walk a straight line. If you look at 200 of them, you're gonna see 200 ways. You gonna walk that straight line straight into prosperity in your field of endeavor. Because I don't talk about pimp shit. I talk about winning shit. No one is supposed to what you like or don't like. Some of the things are obvious, and by no means am I suggesting you gotta hide your feelings. But you can't expose them. And you damn sure can't expose them to just anybody. Another thing that I'm learning. It's true. Patience is a virtue. I used to wonder why older motherfuckers didn't have a problem waiting in lines or in offices. And now I know. The thing is, most times, older motherfuckers don't have nothing pressing them to do. After they get you waiting, they're going to go home and sit at home. So what's the rush? But the absolute best thing about being my age, especially in my case, is I have the majority of my wits and the pleasure of having 75% of my long-term friends. And I've known them over 50 years. They're still living and healthy. So I'm saying, do you think about what you blessed for? Do you think about how good you have it? Because I'm among the most blessed men in the world. You got to keep blessing me with all the best wishes, which is really important to me. And I'm happy to be here, sane, healthy. And all of you motherfucking niggas are way too cool as far as what I'm saying. No, not way too cool. Way cool. And I talk hella shit. Act like I don't care nothing about what the fuck you're saying, but I do. And I take it in. And I adjust. I'm not going to adjust on air. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I probably won't. But if it's real and I think about it later, I'm going to adjust to it. See, all of you motherfuckers need to understand that you need to look in the mirror. Then you'll be seen, well, after dealing with me, you want to look in the mirror and you'll be seeing yourself for the first time in a few years. One thing, I don't think because you feel 17 that your goddamn body is going to let you believe you're 17. I learned that. You young motherfuckers still think you can do it. I decided to change my bedroom around. And I thought about paying all these motherfuckers that need, you know, be standing around to do it. But instead of paying, you know, two or three of them motherfuckers will do this shit. I said to myself, it's only a mattress in a bedroom and shit. I can do this shit. I did do it. But my body didn't tell me how it was going to feel after doing that goddamn shit. Man, I was hurting in places. I was hurting in places I forgot I even had. I mean, I ain't thinking about the shit where I was hurt. My back, my legs, my neck, my arms, even my feet was hurting. And I guess it's a lesson learned the hard way. Because my mother used to say all the time, boy, you better act your age. But that was when we was butting in a grown person's conversation. She was saying, you better remain a kid or you get slapped. I didn't know she meant that when you get to be an old motherfucker, don't be trying to act. But she did. I believe that message is well understood now. You know, people spend most of their lives chasing dreams. And at most, some of them can say they almost captured them. And this is almost captured. Not many people in the world get the chance to go as far as they dream projects. Now, I've done a lot. I've done a lot of shit in my little short life. But to be totally honest, I have not done all I intend on doing in this life. I did a lot in Abadabra. You know, I didn't do all I could do in that, you know, Abadabra either. I'm determined to do all I can in this phase of my life. There's no percentage except 100. I cannot see any other percentage. Nothing else will suffice for me. I'm promoting Sidewalk University. I want you to sign up for the next coming semester. But if you don't, I'm still going to be promoting. All. That's what I'm after. All. I'm after it all. Guess what? I'm going to get it, too. I just hope you get what you want out of life. And I told you all before, you know, I broadcast and boast what I intend to do so it can force me not to let you motherfuckers down. If I whisper the shit through a straw or don't let you know my feelings, I could fail and you wouldn't know it. If I fail, you gonna know it. If I win, you gonna know it. Because winning and failing is not about the prestige you think you get. Winning is about making sure you can do better, and losing is about making sure you seek to do better. You know, now that it's out there, whatever it is I say, I got to stand up. I ain't scared of what could be. I know I'm older, but I don't feel older. I know I'm wiser, but I don't feel any goddamn wiser either. I guess growing old gracefully ain't so bad after all. I'm blessed with friends all over the country and friends right here at home. I've known and appreciated these motherfuckers for all these goddamn years. And in the last 10 years, I've gained some goddamn Facebook friends. And it's as if I really know them. I just want to say to you all, you know, you made this phase of my life very memorable. I'm truly blessed. You can't fool me just as I can't fool you. The older I get, it seems, the more I treasure your acknowledgement of my contributions. You know, I've been a taker all my life. But studying psychology, I learned that, you know, it's a phase in life, especially if you was a taker, successful on the criminal side of life. There's a phase of life called generativity. That's when you're at a phase when you just want to give back. You know, you want to win. You want to get all the things you've been getting, but you just want to give back. You want to give back to who or what or where, whatever helped allow you to flourish. And for me, that's y'all. I just truly appreciate the well wishes. This is what I'm saying. My daughter and I, we started cooking the other night. And I thought about it in soccer. She and I sat down, you know, gave thanks for what we were both been blessed to eat and have. And chowed down, but I, like I'm saying, I thought about it, and this was one of the first times we had a sit-down dinner together alone since she was like 8 or 9 years old. And it was really fucking cool. See, my blessings come from seeing the rewards of what I did. I'm so blessed to see so much appreciation that I get from my hard work. And I'm going to keep doing the shit until I, you know, don't have any gas left. I know you might ask, when will that be, you shit-talking motherfucker? Sometimes I be wondering what I have, you know, gotten myself into. But all I expect is satisfied customers. I ain't no fraudulent motherfucker. And these fraudulent dudes that you be fucking with trying to show you how to be a man. You know, you and them motherfuckers need to check them goddamn selves. Being a man to them is about handling bitches. Being a man, excuse me, being a man that, goddamn, being, hold on. Being a man at SWU is about how you deal with everyday life events. It's not about bitches. Them fake gurus can't take their points of back of being a man and relating to anything but how to handle a woman. What I teach does not change if you're looking for a job and you get the interview. What SW teaches make you use the same things to catch a woman as you would to you as you would use to fucking ace a job interview. What SW teaches is the same thing you'd use to submit a fucking bid on a job because you're a contractor. But what SW gonna do is make you get the bid. SW teaches real shit, not what's popular, not what's trendy. So let me expound on what I mean. I'm not talking about a fad. Look at the Three Amigos. All they talk about is trendy shit. Whatever is trendy, whatever group, if you pay attention to their motherfucking topics, you'll notice they all talk about what's popular or what's trending, and that's it. I use my exact same principles on catching women as I do in my everyday life. I don't change the way I think for some occasion or topic. So here's the deal. If you want something to support my black ass. Go to paypal.com and select the send money tab and send that money for the course, for tuition to get an SW to askrosebud@gmail.com. And that amount is $750 if you get me in before April. But after April, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. $1,350 all the way. And probably after the new year, it's going to be $1,500. So I'm just letting you know. Once I get it, I'm going to register you for the semester, coming semester. And you'll be in. So just jump on offer while it's still offered. You can get the entire male confidence course and enrollment SW for $750 right now. you'll be supporting the efforts being made to bring manliness back, because that's what I'm doing. And if that is somewhere you want to support, you know, the new semester begins on April 1st, 2022. So I know you guys want to know what I'm asked about most when it comes to confidence. What I'm asked about most is broken down in Sidewalk University. But most people ask me, how did I develop it to such an extent? The answer is I failed way more times than I care to admit. Failure is what made me so goddamn confident. When I wanted to learn a new tool, I struck out for many months. Finally, it dawned on me to ask the fucking owner of the pool hall to show me how to play. Then my quest to be a shark began. You know, at first, I didn't think it was possible to ever win a game. Especially, I mean, playing against this motherfucker, it was like you can never win a game against Mr. Fuller. He told me, boy, you'll never win, but you might beat a game when you get good. And that took like 3 years. But finally, I won a game. And to win it, I had broke and ran the table. He said, remember, son, the only sure way to win is to shoot out like you just did. Me and I had run the table for the first time in my life, and the light came on in my head. You only can win if you're confident in your ability to win. And after that, my confidence just exploded on the table. Same thing I experienced when I turned down and it took me almost 2 years to catch a motherfucking second hole. I kept shooting my shots at every motherfucking one of my saw until one day I caught a bitch. And after catching her, I realized I wasn't doing a damn thing wrong. I just hadn't, you know, ran into the right bitch. After catching her, I became in control of my fear. You know, of not being able to do what was, you know, necessary in this area of my life. Because that was my problem deep down inside. I was paranoid. What can keep me down? What in the hell is important enough to keep me from my obligations to my folks? Nothing. I'm getting cotton now from all the shit I be talking, but to those of you who are squares and you want to judge me for having the kind of fun I be having, good for you. Spend your time looking at or critiquing my life. I'm going to spend my time living my motherfucking life. You know, in today's times, we need to give credit where credit is due. And I get a lot of congrats, but the heartfelt comments to me are what's really bomb. And as a parent, you never know what lessons you taught your children will stick. I'm just so happy to see that the main thing I wanted my daughter to learn, she did get. And that's, it's all on you. Everything is on you in your life. Life is completely up to how you interpret it. My energy has been, you know, getting soaked up, wondering about all the wrong shit. So I tell myself, regroup, bud, and let life live. I can't control what fate has in store for me. I can control the path I take to deal with it, though. I simply cannot accept somebody violating my motherfucking belief in good people. I'm sure you and many others know exactly what we learned. we should know. I mean, no one is exempt from what the world has become. I know if someone close to me needs me, I gotta, or I'm gonna figure out some kind of way to reach it ASAP. And I gotta feel worthy of my joy. If I don't put that effort forth, I'm not worthy of my joy. I just have a passion to succeed. And my road to success is determined by how I respond to different situations that develop. And they may seem horrible. What I'm saying is I've been able to get proof that my work and my progress has the blessings of God. Or I wouldn't be here. I better value my time and get on with my goals with a different perspective. You know, I know how easy it is to lose your life in this motherfucking world. I'm here for a purpose, which I've known for quite some time. And that fucking purpose is to share knowledge with whomever I speak with. You know, I'm just thinking I'm one of the luckiest men in the world. When a person is on the path to greatness, does he or she use caution? When the greatness is achieved, do you then become reckless? Caution is required in all aspects of life. But sometimes to achieve that greatness you're after, you must throw caution to the wind. Do you ever do that? Well, I do. Sometimes I think about stuff and it's going to take the car simply because I thought that I'd take the reckless route. Because the man who uses caution as he travels, even though the caution and using caution means mostly the same thing, but you're going to get different results. Because the man who uses caution will travel unknown paths, navigating with the knowledge he is, you know, about paths that he's going to go. Whereas a man that is cautious won't travel that road unless he's already traveled. Can you imagine living without having to think about things or have the answers to shit? Animals have to use instinct, which keeps them in a survival mode. But that's about it. People are so fake and full of shit that they limit themselves to survival. They limit their thoughts to thoughts of survival. No one wants to be real with themselves or others. And you want to know how I can prove you are full of shit right now? Now, the only way this can work is if you're totally honest with yourself. Then you own the computer so you can show, you know, lack. But you only have 5 seconds to answer this simple question. And if you answered it in 5 seconds, it'll show that you're at least real yourself. And most likely people, and most importantly, yourself. Now, if not, then you got work to do with honesty concerning what you tell yourself. But what is the most important aspect of your life's goals? Now the clock is ticking. Before you trip, there's no wrong or right answer. Just the mere fact that you wanted to see if you can answer it shows you sharp. But did it show you what you need to know? Now, what could that be? See, I've been on a hiatus lately, and now I'm getting, you know, ready to get back to business. My school's doing well, and I'm, you know, going to do all I can to improve it where I can. But I've also been selling a lot more MP3s. The MP3s are the bread and butter of some of the things that are propelling me into the stratosphere. So am I greedy? Or do I want as many as you motherfuckers as possible to jump on this big deal? It's an especially good deal when you factor in it's going back to $13.50 at the end of this semester, not this current semester, the April semester. Then around the last semester of the year, in probably October, it's going to be $1,500. So the answer to the question is both. Why can't we both win? The rest of the year, do yourself a motherfucking favor. You know, just keep asking yourself, is this too much money to spend on me? Hold on, you guys. Sorry, I got a package coming. Nina, go take all that stuff off my other phone. I'm sorry, you guys. Hey, look. People are just funny. You know, they treat you one way, especially when you need something. So, I'm telling you, I said to a motherfucker, you know, this shit, people funny, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, don't be expected to be treated the same way, you know, that you treat a motherfucker. And we got to talking, you know, about, you know, people use the fact that they have what you want to manipulate you. And that's true. Now, when you check them, you know, on that shit, you know, blah, 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 they have all kinds of reasons that they did what they did. But when they become in need, none of those reasons matter if you use them. Mind you, they still haven't offered you what you needed. But they now need something, and they're asking you. But they didn't give you what you wanted. But they surely want you to give them what they want. They want you to hurry up. So what I'm saying is this. What should you do? Better yet, what will you do? A friend of yours has something you need almost to the point you plead for it, but that friend has several reasons why you got to wait to get what you want from them. Then you get something your friend wants just as badly as you want it. And I'm saying that motherfucker didn't even offer an exchange. I'm telling you, what would you do? You know what I did? I put it out, not to him, but to our mutual friends that I had what he needed. And the motherfucker immediately got at me about it. Never one time, not one time, did that motherfucker even mention what I had asked for. So when they asked me for the shit, I agreed. And an hour later, they called again, and after that, they called again. I wanted them to feel what I felt. I know that is chicken shit. And I knew that I would get the chance to do this, to be as chicken shit as he was. And I know I'm too old to think this way and think of this kind of shit, but I still do. And I got to handle it as I see fit. I know I haven't, you know, been promoting it like I once did, but you better not sleep on my MP3s. The mentality tools are really dope. Tell you how to process shit. There's winning the SWU, but that don't mean it won't win for you. If you don't attend the school, you just won't get the 150% of what you would get if you did attend the school. And let's face it, if 1% is better than where you are, at least that could. But there's no way you won't improve your outlook on yourself and women if you study my course with me. You still was going to get more from SW in 3 months than you would get in 10 years at an Ivy League institution. So I'm not volunteering to babysit some motherfucker in Canada or the U.S. or in Ethiopia or wherever. Any fucking where. I'm not babysitting. You know, I believe in testimonials. And if you want to give me one about how my shit has helped you, hit me, you know, or hit my email or call into one of my shows and say it. And I don't know what to say about you motherfuckers. I just should have sore fingers from typing so many emails off to y'all. But I don't have sore fingers. I can only say, or only ask, is it a waste of time to get at women and don't know how to close the deal? I mean, closing a deal is important when you're on the prowl, right? I'm just saying. Hey, I'm gone.